Thank you for listening to this recording of Family Bible Church's Sunday morning message. We pray that God will use this word to bless and encourage you.
Done by 5 o'clock, so we could go home and come back.
Okay. No. Okay. I can stand.
You can stand wherever you want to stand.
You want to stand? Okay.
You can use the pulpit if you want to. You can use up here. Okay. I tend to put my Bible here.
Okay.
And stand up there.
But okay.
Anyways, so you can.
All right. Okay.
I also told him that.
You gotta
that
have a note here.
When people make comments while I'm preaching and talk, so he's kind of ready for that if you do that. Okay. So,
all right.
Well, I told him probably won't do this with guests, but anyway.
I guess stand right here. Good morning. My name is My name is Aruj Jagsujinda, and my wife's name is Pat Jagsujinda. You can call me Aruj, and you can call me my wife named Pat. My name Aruj means blessing, and Pat means rose, a lotus rose. So that's where we met, and we're married in Bangkok, Thailand. So we are with. A biblical ministry worldwide in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And first of all, I would like to thank David and Greg Hayes that hosts us last night. Actually, we were deviated from the path. I tried to type in Max Martinez, but it does not appear in my GPS. So it led me somewhere else. But I put on the code, you know, the area code, and I put the address, but it's not here. I thought I was arrived, you know, but I found out it was 80 miles apart. So I went back. So we praise the Lord that we arrived and to see them last night. And we have a wonderful time of fellowship together. Actually, I told them everything about what I'm going to say today. So so I hope they will benefit more by hearing me speaking to them again. I count it a blessing and a privilege to be able to be here to share my ministry in Thailand at Family Bible Church. I would like to thank Pastor Bob Corbin for giving me this opportunity to come to share my brief testimony and my ministry in Thailand here at Family Bible Church. Currently, I'm on full-time staff at BJU, Bob Jones University Print Shop, and on deputations with Biblical Ministry Worldwide since January 2016. And our mission board is Biblical Ministry Worldwide, as Pastor mentioned. And our sending church is Grace Bible Church in Greenville, South Carolina. The name of the pastor is Pastor Tom Ross. And the assistant pastor is Pastor Larry Sneed. And they are excited to be partnered with us as we obey and serve him in Bangkok, Thailand. Before I want to give my sharing of God's word, I want to give my PowerPoint presentation because I know you're all hungry, and I'm hungry too. I'm not going to spend the whole time here until 5. And be sure that you be out here by 12. How about that? Okay, thank you, Pastor. Okay, I'm not sure that I'm not one way.
No, point this way.
Oh, that way. Okay, we were both born and raised in Bangkok, Thailand, and neither of us grew up in a Christian home, but God used people in our life to bring us to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So we are thankful to the Lord. The Lord providence saved us because we came out from Buddhism background and we were converted to Christianity because God loved us, because of the love of God compelled us to Jesus Christ. I was exposed to Christianity when I was young, when my parents came to the United States in pursuit of higher education. My dad was sent by the Thai government to do his PhD at LSU in agricultural science, in biochemistry for 3.5 years. At that time, I was 7 until 9, so 3.5. After he finished his study, He returned back and to be a professor, a scientist at one of the universities in Bangkok in Thailand. And a Christian lady would take my two younger brother and I to First Baptist Church in downtown Baton Rouge every Sunday. So I remember I was in a Sunday school learning. So I was exposed. But I believe I accepted Christ then, but I cannot remember the day. However, it was when I was so on October 25th, 1985, in Baton Rouge, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior of my life. And the Lord miraculously called me, so I made a commitment to serve Him for the rest of my life. I was so excited. I went home, I said, Mom, I'm a Christian, I know Jesus Christ. So I was so excited, but they couldn't understand me because we are from a Buddhism background, even though we were exposed to Christianity. But conversion is another thing, and I said, I want to be a priest. So before coming to study at Bob Jones University, I used to teach at Bangkok College Seminary. It's in downtown Bangkok. It has 200 students. It has trained hundreds of Thai Christians from all over Thailand for effective Christian ministry, for effective church ministry, and church leaders. So my heart, I was involved in the seminary setting. And this seminary, they sent me to study THM, my second master. I got my first master from this seminary, but I got my second master. It's a THM concentration in New Testament for 2 years in Bangalore. And after that, I returned and resumed my my lecturer at this seminary. Currently, the seminary has trained more than 200 students. And the seminary is one of the largest full-time conservative Christian education and disciple training centers in Bangkok. It has trained, it has produced pastors, evangelists, teachers, and I'm also part of this product. And this seminary belonged to the OMF, over Hudson Taylor, and CMA Christian Mission Alliance. To pastor of the Thai Outreach Church and Independent Baptist Church in Pasadena, California, for 4 years in preaching and teachings. I was also involved in itinerant preachings among the Thai churches in the Los Angeles and the San Diego area for 4 years. We have 20 Thai community churches in Los Angeles. So every Sunday I will go to this church, and the next Sunday I will go to that church. So I will fill a pulpit for the pastor to help him out, to encourage the Thai people. But I came to Bob Jones in 2010, and this is 2017. I'm here at Bob Jones for 7 years now. So I'm looking back forward to return back to my home country, Thailand. Last year, in 2016, I graduated from Bob Jones University with a doctor of ministry degree. And my daughter, she also graduated together with me. Daughter and father graduated together. She did her undergrad in computer IT, and her second degree was Master of Biblical Counseling from the same seminary, from the same BJU there. And that picture was Steve Pittet. He is the president of Bob Jones. And my dad and my mom, they came from my graduation. My dad and my mom, they accepted Christ at Thai Outreach Church in Pasadena. And they were water immersion. So they accepted Christ, Jesus Christ. But that does not mean they are strong in faith. I still have to Skype them because they tried to go back to their old Buddhism. So I try to convince them that Jesus Christ is the only way and that you have to stick to your faith. So they are excited for us, and they are proud that I'm a preacher and that I'm going back to Thailand as a missionary. And the title of my dissertation is a manual for, I think when you change to another, the letter becomes smaller. Just have to forgive me. Title of my dissertation is a manual for evangelism and discipleship among the middle class Thai Buddhists for Western missionaries. So this is about a manual will help in cross-cultural evangelism and discipleship, especially in the Thai context in Buddhism. So in this manual, I address the issue of culture and the history and religion so they can have a better understanding of the culture before they go out and present the gospel to them. Thailand, previously known to the world as Siam until 1936. If you have ever watched the movie Anna and the King, Siam is from this context. The Thai people still bow down to the king. They have the prostrate law. If the king had to sit on the chair, the monk even had to sit on the chair, and the common people like me, like us, have to bow down to the floor. But because you are a foreigner, you go to Thailand, you don't have to, they will not treat you as a Thai, so you can sit on the same level as a monk or as a king. But if you want to pay respect to the king, you want to be lower or bow down lower to the king. So it's still a practice in Thailand. Thailand is called the land of smiles because of and the welcoming nature of its people. And Thailand is called the land of the free because Thailand has never been colonized by Western power. Our neighboring countries have been colonized by Western power, Burma, Laos, Vietnam, and every Indonesia and Philippines, colonized by Western power, except Thailand. It has become independent, never been colonized. And this is the face of the Thai smiles. Originally, the Thai people came from the Yunnan province of southern China and later migrated down to the southern region in Southeast Asia. And the white picture there is, so above there is China and India. And I just wanted to give you the overall picture where China is on the map of the world. So it's right there. So if you look at the globe here, America is here, Thailand is opposite, exactly opposite from America. So you are talking about the country that's opposite from this country, America. So neighboring countries that share a land border with Thailand, down south is Malaysia. You have Cambodia, Laos, and Myanmar, or previously known as Burma. In 1837, Maitri Chit Chinese Baptist Church was founded. It was the first Protestant church in Thailand. It took 40 years for the first missionary to see the first ethnic Thai Buddhist converted. So it took 40 years. So Thailand considered to be a graveyard of evangelism. It's prosper in Burma, it's prosper any place in the world, but when the gospel to Thailand, it became a graveyard. So my dissertation was addressing so money has been put in evangelism in Thailand, why we see so little growth in Thailand. So I believe the Thai people, they are proud of their culture, so I will address my sermon. Although Christianity came to Thailand in the early 19th century, only a very small percentage of Thai people, of Thai Buddhists, committed their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are about 370,000 Protestant Christians in Thailand. So very less, 370,000, which represents 0.58% of the total population of the country. So we see talking about lesser than 5%. Christianity has been mostly accepted among the marginalized tribal people and not so much among the Thai Buddhist majority. So if we were to count the genuine believer, I believe the number will be lower than 0.58%. It would be very low in Thailand. So we see a need of the gospel to work there in Thailand. So I'm glad that the Lord is using me as a national, and the Lord is using me to get my education here so I understand the culture. So I want to do apologetic. I want to present the gospel to the middle-class Thai Buddhists, to the intellectual people, so that reach the whole country of Thailand. At present, ordained Buddhist monk number more than 200,000, and novices number over 85,000 in Thailand. And this is the monk there. Every boy in Thailand is a watch. Nearly 29,000 watts of Buddhist temple exists throughout Thailand. Nearly every town and village is. Every you see in America here in Georgia, every street corner you see churches, but not so in Thailand. We don't see churches; we see temple. There's no churches, so we are in Thailand. Church is a minority. And this is the Grand Palace in the heart of Bangkok. It attract many tourists. I've been there, and it attracts a lot of tourists. It's just right in the heart of Bangkok. I just show you the picture of the temple, so you see, have an idea what the temple looked like. Today, Thailand is a world center for Buddhist activities and study. So people from the West, they go to Thailand, they want to know more about Buddhism, they come to Thailand because it's a center of Buddhist activity and center. Buddhism is from Nepal or India, and it came here to Sri Lanka, but it became a home. Buddhism became home in Thailand. We have two branches of Buddhism, already you know, the Theravada Buddhism and Mahayana. Thai is a Theravada Buddhism, and if like China or Japan or Korea is a Mahayana branch of Buddhism. But we are the Theravada, we consider Theravada Buddhism is a pure Buddhism. And this picture is the elephant, is the elephant shrine in downtown Bangkok, named after the elephant, named after the Brahman three-headed elephant. The Hindu god, which they believe will bring good luck. And this was a place about 2 or 3 years ago, if I remember correctly, it was a bomb. 200 people died, mostly tourists. They believe that it's a kind of act of terrorists. They want to destroy the economy of Thailand. So many nominal Thai Buddhists, they do not believe all of Buddha teaching nowadays, and they do not practice philosophical Buddhism. They regard Buddhism as a moralistic guideline for living their life. So they don't know about the temple, especially the millennium people. They just go there when they're born and when they die or when they have wedding, but they don't go there for teaching. Because Thailand has become very materialistic, which I will show you in later on. Thai Buddhism is intricately mixed with Hinduism, animism, and ancestor worship. It is called Thai folk Buddhism or Thai practical Buddhism. We don't have a pure Buddhism in Thailand. It's a mix, very animistic. That means they see everything is a spirit. There's spirit in the house, there's spirit in a tree. If you see a crack in a home, they see the spirit of the ancestor is visiting them. So everything is a spirit. So everything, their conscious is revolved around this spirit of fear, the fear factor of the spirit. And the concept of karma and merit have dominated the spiritual life of most Thai Buddhists. So this concept have deeply embedded the foundation of Thai culture. Karma is believed that every action has its consequences, not only in this life, but it has our one own action have affect one life in the next life as well. If you do good in this life, you become part of the angels of next life, or you go to heaven. And if you do, you accumulate bad karma or bad deeds, you become like a demon or go to hell. So this is their belief. But I just give you briefly, I'm not going to go on the detail of karma. And today, Thailand is a constitutional monarchy with a prime minister as the head of the government. This is our belated king. He passed away last year. He is the ninth king, the longest reigning king on earth, 70 years. So the Taipei bemoan him because he's like a father figurehead and by the Thai people together. So when we lost this king, it's like we're losing the father. So right now, Thailand is 1 year mourning suspension. Because they lost, they have no directions. So I was telling Mr. David and Gary Hayes that Thailand is ripe for harvest because they lost no hope. They had, and the present king, the 10th king, is as respected. And Thai Buddhism is very corrupted now because of the money scandal and the sex scandals, everything. So they lost hope in Buddhism, in the king. So I think now is the time for the gospel to go in, that Jesus Christ can offer hope and forgiveness of sin. And today the Thai people are more open and receptive to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and missionaries have the freedom to preach in public places. You can hand up tract on the road, on the bus stop. I even go on the bus and hand up the tract. I knock on doors, every street in back. I think I've been to all of them. I just hand out track. I want to keep out track as much as possible. So when I go back, I will do the same, even though I have my education, right? I can do that. And providentially, there has been no persecution of Christian in Thailand. So if you go to India or some country, there's but not so much in Thailand. No persecution. You have the freedom to preach. So this is the open door God is opening for us. And we don't know when this door will be closed. We don't know because we don't have the elected prime minister. Now the army is in charge. And we don't have a good king. Then that 10th king is not good because he had many, many wives not respected. So it can turn around. The custom of Thai greeting when meeting one another by saying "Sawadee krap" for male and "Sawadee ka" for male. For I want to give you a try. How about that? Okay, guy, are you ready? "Sawadee krap." Oh, very good. And lady, "Sawadee ka." Okay, this one. This guy says "Sawadee krap." You say very well. Thank you. And the lady says, usually a younger person. We'll greet the older person by slightly bowing one's head while bringing one hand together at the level of the chin to show respect and friendliness. So if you see a teacher or your dad or mom, then you like this to show respect in Thailand. So in Thailand, it's a hierarchy or seniority, and they respect the teacher. They have a teacher day. They have parents' days to show respect. And Thai population is around, is approximately 69 million people. This will be over 70% into upper class, 35% middle class, and 60% poor. So Thailand is still an agriculture. Big chunk in Thailand is still agriculture. The Thai rice is very famous. Thai food, Thai kitchen is still. But Thailand has become an emerging economy. It's the train transit in Thailand. And Thai people are becoming more materialistic, and the lifestyle of Thai society is changing. Of the Western handphone, the Facebook is all coming in. They're not talking to each other face to face, but they're talking and they're tweeting and Facebook together. And they are, I don't know. It's very weird. The population of Bangkok is 8.5 million people, and with around 14 million people in the metropolitan area. In 2016, Thailand was the world most the estimated of 22 million people. So it's a very high tourist in the world. This is where I was born and was raised up. And this is the traffic in Bangkok. I have to readjust there when I go back. I will miss Greenville. A lot of motorbike. And this is the downtown Bangkok. You asked me, do you have tree or concrete? Yes, I have concrete at the back there, but they have a park here. And this park, I used to go there to take a walk.
Yes. Transportation, subways, trains?
Oh, yeah, they have transit, elevated transit. They have subway all over. They have taxi, bus transportations. So if I go there, I don't have to buy a car. I just use the train transit. And this is the Japaya River that runs through Bangkok. It's just like the Mississippi River that runs through, Alabama. But this is the Japaya River, very long river. Most visitors to Thailand are astonished by the impressive modern high-rise building in Thailand and the enormous condominium and the new housing development projects. And this building was built last year. And they have a new project to build a bigger building than this next year. So it's going to get taller. I think they want to compete with Singapore and Asia. And the economy of Thailand is an export and tourism is a main driver of the country economic growth. And this is the floating market in Bangkok. And this is one of the beaches in Thailand, tourism. And here is the elephant. According to the 2004 survey, Thailand have many tourists come to Thailand. Because of the rapid economic growth in Thailand, it has produced a new set of problems. The most obvious problem, social problem in Thailand, prostitution. Okay, I think that it changes, but I will explain drug trafficking and the resulting HIV/AIDS. According to the 2004 survey, 20,000 adult males, 2 million adult females, and 800,000 boys and girls lure into the sex industry. So this is where we live. First, Longview. You can come and visit us. My wife, she will cook you Thai food. How about that? The address is First Longview Court, Greenville, South Carolina, 29617. The address is in my prayer card. Last year, 2 years ago, I became a dual U.S. citizen. Now I hold dual citizen, Thai and U.S. Just make fun with Mr. David. I have three citizenship. Thai, American, and heavenly. And last year, I led my young brother to the Lord Jesus Christ. Before that, I tried to witness to him many times, but he does not get through him. He's shown no signs of interest. But last year, I went visit to him this Christmas, and this Thanksgiving, I will visit them again. And he told me, I want to accept Jesus Christ. So I pray for him, and I led him the sinner prayer, me weeping and he weeping, and my parents and my mother and my daughter witness. He led his wife and his two younger brothers to church. My whole family accepted the Lord, Jesus Christ. If the Lord will, we plan to go back to Thailand to be involved in church planting and discipleship training for church leaders. Our great desire is to reach the Thai people with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in obedience to the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. We are thankful to our mission board, Biblical Ministry Worldwide, and our sending church. They have helped us grow for evangelism, discipleship. And I have a video to show to you. Tomorrow. No, I plan to return back by the end of next year, if not beginning of 2019. Next year, I'm going to be very busy. My schedule is full in January, February, March. Many churches is in California. I think you know Chris Bauer. I'm going to preach at his church, Santa Rosa, and with Rick Gregory at Grace Bible Church, and Stephen Wong. I'm going to be at his church. And the IFCA churches, Ben Smith, and I can tell you later. Yes, go ahead.
We're so thrilled to have Arouge and Pat as part of our mission family. Our role, of course, is to help missionaries as well as churches that send them to get missionaries in the field. And we have taken a very close look at our relationship and wholeheartedly endorse what they're going to do as they go back to Thailand. We just count it a tremendous joy to be a partner with them and hope you will be as well.
Hello, my name is Steve Gibb, and I'm the Area Director in the Pacific region, where we'll be working with Pat and Arouge in Thailand. It's been a delight to meet them at our candidate school, and their humble spirit, teachable heart has gone a long way in showing to us that they're going to do a great job planting churches in Bangkok. We're just looking forward to working together with them and serving them in every way possible.
Greetings, everybody. Dave Brown, I'm the Director of Global Opportunities. I do a lot of training of missionaries, both in the U.S. and overseas. It has been a real pleasure to get to know Arouge and Pat and to see the way that God has wired them and uniquely gifted them for ministry in Thailand generally, but also in Bangkok. They really have a passion and a heart to reach the lost in the cities, a place that a lot of missionaries don't go. Obviously, they're already fluent in the Thai language, know the Thai culture, they're familiar with American churches and American colleges, and therefore they're a unique blend of both cultures and are really well gifted and prepared from a theological standpoint to do some amazing ministry in Thailand. We would ask for your very careful and prayerful consideration partnering with them in ministry and being able to reap the benefits from a mutual ministry as the years go forward. Commend them highly to you.
I can get into my sermon. I have a 15 minute before lunch. I'm hungry now. I'm going to be very quick.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, no, I won't. Okay. Shall we commit this time to the Lord in prayer? Okay. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father God, we thank you, Lord, for family, Bible church, and we thank you for the leadership of this church, and we thank you, Lord, for the body of believer, and that you have called them to be your children, and that you have called us to be one. And thank you, Lord, that we can put our hope and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and we await eagerly for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even so, come, O Lord Jesus. And we also, in this time, we also think of those who have not heard the gospel. We want to present them the word of God, the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's our privilege, O Lord, that you call us to into the harvest, into the mission field, to reap many souls into your kingdom. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of my message is Reaching the Thai People with the Gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's going to be related to what I have been sharing to you. It's going to be from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. This is going to be from the King James. I asked Mr. David what version you use, and they say, it's fine with me if I can read from the King James with a thou and thee. But I hope you understand. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. Today, I want to look closer into the scriptures, what the scripture has to say to us about the Great Commission. I already know that you know about the Great Commission. it's good to emphasize this great truth from time to time so that it can be a reminder to us and to myself as well. As you know, the country of Thailand is in the 10... The country of Thailand is in the 1040 window. This means it's a term referring to the group of countries that have the highest concentration of unreached people. So Thailand is in this country groups where the gospel has not been really penetrated yet. But Thailand is considered to be an unreached mission field. Christ has not been named, and Christianity has not have the felt present yet, a genuine felt present. And there's no body of believer there is a strong. And the gospel has never really been penetrated into the heart and the life of culture. So we see a stronghold, a satanic stronghold in Bangkok. Animism and Buddhism is very strong. And the spirit of the age has blinded their eyes so that they cannot understand the glorious truth of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the gospel, but Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The power, the gospel of Jesus Christ is power unto salvation to those who believe and trust in him. Whomsoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No matter it's American, Chinese, or Thai, the Lord love all ethnic, the love Lord all cultures and people. If we want to see a great harvest in Thailand, the entirety of the gospel of the Great Commission need to be obeyed. The Great Commission have two parts, discipleship and evangelism. If we emphasize too much on evangelism and not discipleship, something wrong with the Great Commissions. Some people stress so much on social gospel or activities and not so much on discipleships. But if we are discipling, but not so much on evangelism, the Word of God is not going forth. We also need to evaluate that as well. Evangelism and discipleship need to go hand in hand together. I believe in the biblical ministry was a statement of purpose. He said, our purpose is to serve the Lord and the local churches by establishing, reproducing churches through evangelism, discipleship, and leadership development. And this is my heart cry, and this is my vision of my heart and my purpose in life, is to be involved in evangelism, discipleship, and training the national for Jesus Christ. I believe the Lord has been preparing for all these years for this moment to go back to Thailand to reach the Thai people with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and to train the nationals so that they can reach their own people, to be a witness to their own people with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to look at discipleship, the first part. It said teaching all nations. Teaching all nations can also be translated as disciple all nations. So God is calling us to disciple all nations to Christ. Bring all people to Christ, disciple all nations, not only our church, but we can be a part of the worldwide evangelism around the world in prayers, in sending out missionary to other parts of the world. So the task before us is not simply announcing the good news. The task before us is making disciples. So the focus, the emphasis is not on so much on going. It's not on so much on teaching. It's not on so much on baptizing. But the emphasis here is making disciples of nation. As you go, make disciples. So as you go, make disciples, every Christian is a missionary. If you are engineering, you are a missionary. You are in the front line. I cannot be in your workplace, but you can, because God put you there and God called you there, and you are a missionary. You don't have to be a vocational missionary like myself, but you are a missionary as well in your business place. You can be a witness. You can be a light and a salt to them as well. So God is calling every single one of us as a missionary to go out and spread the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ around the world. They use the term of making disciple here. It means making disciple is make someone into a learner, making someone into a follower of Jesus Christ. So a disciple of Jesus Christ means an imitator, a learner of Jesus Christ, a follower of Jesus Christ. So it's a lifelong learning. You cannot stop after you got saved, and that's it. Many people, they make excuse. They say, I'm accept Christ already, so no need for me to go to church. The Holy Spirit can teach me. No, but we need pastor. We need other believers to encourage us to admonish us in the word of the Lord. So the principle of discipleship is all in the Bible. It's all in the scriptures. We see in the New Testament where Jesus Christ feeding the hungry, the thousand. And he spent time with the 70, the 12, and the inner circle, three people. And he spent time with them for 3 years. So our responsibility is to make a genuine believer so that they can be committed in service and training in the local churches, and that they can be a witness to their own people. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, you can read from your Bible. And I think that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful men who shall be able to teach other also. So we want to see the hindrance of Thai discipleship. Many have remained nominal Christians. Many Thai people do not enjoy the upbringing from Christianity. They came from a strong Buddhist, animistic background, and many of them still remain nominal. You see the small number of Christianity, and from that you see many of them are nominal Christians. They are not genuine followers. Many of them become a believer because of benefit. Many of them come to Christianity because they want to be what they call modern, Westerner, Westernized. And that's why they want to become Christians. But discipleship is a process. Discipleship process should begin immediately after a person accepted Jesus Christ. So once you accepted Jesus Christ, you immediately become a disciple of Jesus Christ. You do not become a disciple when you attend a Sunday school class or be involved in the a series of personal Bible study or in a class. The moment you accept Jesus Christ, immediately you become a follower of Jesus Christ. The process of discipleship already has begun. And the second hindrance is a Thai Christian form of worldview, belief, and practices have been deeply ingrained in their life. So the concept of karma and merit are deeply embedded in the foundation of Thai Buddhism. It's very strong, and it's very for them to get out from this grid of worldview. So we need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to rely on the power of God's Word, and the God's Word with the power of the Holy Spirit that can penetrate them and open up their eyes and heart to see the light of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we disciple them, when the Holy Spirit works in their heart, we will see a gradual change in their life. When they learn the truth of the Bible, when they apply the biblical truth in their life, and when they follow faithfully to the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 9, for they themselves shew unto us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. So the main phrase here is turning from idols and turn to the true and living God. So my heart cry is to see the Thai people come to the true and living God. The idols, Buddhism is an idol that have eye, cannot see, have ear, cannot hear, and we pray to them, and they cannot hear us. They cannot answer our prayer. But Jesus Christ is God, and he died for us. And he took our sinfulness on him, and he put on us his righteousness, and we are clothed with righteousness. It's a free gift from God. We don't have to do it. We cannot earn our salvation by our works, but it's totally from free gift, because in the Bible it says our work is like a rag before him. It's dirty. Our righteousness is dirty to him, because we are fallen human nature. We are fallen. How far we fall, we see on the cross how much God paid the price for us. So the price of Christianity is costly, but the free gift is free to us. So we must be accountable to this free gift to God, how we treat this Jesus Christ who hang on the cross. But praise the Lord, we are saved and we are justified in our Lord Jesus Christ. We also see in Acts chapter 19, verse 19, the sorcerer, they bring their idols of worship to be burned. So they turn away from idols and serve the true and the living church. As a mark of genuine conversion, we need to see a submission and faith and to the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is not only our Savior, but he is our Lord too. So he's Lord of our life. He sits on the throne of our heart, and he is Lord of our life. Okay, we can move along. It's evangelism. Thai population is 68 million. Thai Buddhist is 93%. And Thai Christian is 0.58%. And we move on. And several challenges in Thai evangelism is the Thai people way of life is different from the Western culture and tradition. They say to be a Thai is to be a Buddhist. To be a Thai is to be a Buddhist. And the Thai people, they feel secure in their Buddhist animism worldview. And to step out of that worldview is more risky for them. So they want to be secure in their faith, in their belief system. And they perceive that Christianity is a Western religion. We call it Farang. Because they believe that all religion leads to the same destinations. So Buddhism is very strong in Thailand. And the third one is misunderstanding of Christian terminology typically used by missionary. They don't have the word forgiveness. They don't believe that God can forgive them. They have no word for hope because they are hopeless to karma. They don't have the word for justification, eternal life, grace, atonement. So they have but if they hear this word, they have a different connotations altogether. And they don't have any biblical concept of God. They have no concept of God, no personal God. They have no concept of sin. So sin for them is an action. It's not inherited from Adam and Eve. So if they see themselves as a good person because they never kill, they never commit adultery, they never murder, so they think they never go to prison. So they think themselves to be a good, decent human citizens. So they think they have no need for other religions. So it's very important when we evangelize to the Thai people, we need to evangelize them in the Thai context, and that we need to send the gospel clear to them. Thai Buddhists define sin as an act of bad behavior. They believe that the primary problem of human being does not lie in the human nature. But the sin here is one wrong deed or from bad karma. And God, as a law of karma and cause and effect, they believe that God, he is governed, the universe, this God is governed the earth. So they try to reject the concept of a personal God. Say, no God. Because they see suffering and pain in this earth. If there is pain and suffering, and if there is God, this God must be an evil God. So they try to get rid of this God. So no God. Because if there is God, there should be no suffering. If there is God, there should be no pain. Because there is pain and suffering on this earth, that means there should be no God. So they reject this concept altogether. And salvation is as doing good deeds by strength. The Bible said all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All people are falling short of the glory of God, going astray like sheep wandering. Sin brings hideous results, affecting our fellowship with God, affecting our fellowship with oneself, with other people. So it damages, it destroys the whole cycle of life. And God is the creator of all things. So when we witness to the Thai people, we should start with the concept of God, that He is the creator in Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 11, that God, He created earth, He created the moon, the star. I will tell to the Thai Buddhist, man does not come from monkey. I was talking to David last night. Karma does not make sense. I say evolution does not make sense either. Okay, because how can we believe that man is a monkey, right? So the only thing that makes sense is man is created by God. So praise the Lord, I went to Kentucky to see the Creation Museum, the Noah Ark, and I see that, you know, man is from creation of God. So this is Act chapter 17. It's my conclusion, the altar to the unknown God. Apostle Paul was on his secondary mission trip in Athens. He observed among the objects of worship, and he took this observation as a starting point in pointing them to salvation. And so Paul challenging their thinking. And because of that, the Athenian responds appropriately to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. So we need to understand the worldview of Thai people. For example, merit and karma. We got to tell the Thai people that karma is sin, and merit is also is not by works, but it's by grace in Christ Jesus. So I want, in like manner, I want to see this kind of response happening in Thailand, where people in Thailand, after they heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, after they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, they were accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. We are in a spiritual warfare in Acts chapter 20. I promise in 2 minutes. How about that? I'm skipping many parts. Pastor, okay. 2 minutes, very close. Okay, Acts chapter 22, Acts chapter 26, 18. To open the eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. So our calling is to open the eyes, right? And from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, the people of Thailand and the people of this world, the unregenerated, unbeliever, they are the under of Satan. Just like Pastor Bob Corbin mentioned this morning, that the opposite of truth is lie. The God of this age is Satan, is lie. So people are believing in lie and delusion, and people are buying into that. But the gospel is the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we must realize that we are dealing with spiritual darkness that deeply rooted in animism. So Thailand is very animistic, the spirit, ancestor worship. They worship the spirit, their parents. So it's really, we are dealing with a spiritual warfare right here. So what is the solution? The gospel ministry also need prayer. Pray for open door of opportunity. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 3, Apostle Paul said, meanwhile, praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance. So the Apostle Paul here is not praying that God will open to him and open the door of the ministry, of the prison, but an open door of ministry to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I tell Mr. David and Pastor Mr. David that the evangelism in Thailand is have a stronghold, but at the same time, the harvest in Thailand is ripe already for harvest. I believe we are in the last day. I believe 0.58% can increase to number 1, 2, and 3 it does not have to be zero or lesser than 1%. It can go to higher. So we can see the Thai people come to the Lord, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we can pray for more workers. In Matthew chapter 9, chapter 37 and 38, God said that harvest truly is plenteous, but workers are few. Pray ye that God will send more workers into his harvest field. So the Lord is calling, and he has people of his choosing. The Lord is able to call, and the Lord is able to send. And we can rest assured that if we pray, God will send up more workers into his harvest field. So our primary task is to pray. My Dave Rossell, he is a mobilized mission director of Biblical Ministry Worldwide. He said, what is more important than financial support is prayer. Because many missionaries there in the field, they need prayer than anything else because they are facing spiritual warfare. I want to quote from David Livingstone. He is a very famous missionary to Africa. He said, God, send me anywhere, only go with me. Lay any burden on me, only sustain me, and sever any tie in my heart, except the tie that bind my heart to yours. So this is my heart cry. Whatever the Lord is sending you to be a missionary, God will be with you and with us. Thank you so much for your interest in us and in our ministry in Thailand. And thank you, Pastor Bob Corbin. I think I'm taking your lunchtime. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Okay. Pastor said I have Q&A, right?
Yeah, let's sing a song.
Okay.
Let's sing a song. And then
okay,
we'll
sure.
Yeah, what do you think it takes to Lord send me?